Hi, I'm Sarah Flower. Thanks so much for listening to KSUT. Today we are joined with Leanne Gillon, the Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, for our weekly update on COVID-19. Hi, Leanne, how's it going?
It's going great. Thanks, Sarah.
I'm excited to talk to you today. I know we took a bye week last week with the holiday, but we're back. Our numbers are looking relatively good, and I want to know, when can we hang out again, Leanne? What is that looking like?
That is the question that everybody has. And we all know that, kind of adapting our lives to living through a global pandemic has just caused so much pain and suffering and difficulty for all of us. We all want to get back to normal life. And what we are finding in the state of Colorado is that face coverings have really changed things and sent us in a direction where we can start looking at metrics to move from the safer at home phase of Colorado's reopening to hopefully the next phase of that, which is the protect our neighbor phase.
And I mean, news over the weekend was that Governor Polis just extended our mask order another 30 days. Let's talk about that and what that means for our state and for our region.
Yeah, so the executive orders, I think the governor's powers are to do executive orders for 30 days. So I think he has to re-up them every 30 days. And so with the face covering, I think if people recall in July in the state of Colorado, we started to get nervous about our numbers and nervous about our cases. And we started to see some increased hospitalizations around the state. So with that, the governor passed a statewide face covering order in the middle of July, and he re-upped it in the middle of August, and now we're re-upping it again in September. And we've really seen this make a big difference around the state. So we have many communities around the state that have really brought their cases under control, have seen their hospitalizations decline, have started to figure out how to get kids back in school safely. We've opened colleges and universities, and we're seeing some good success at, some colleges and universities, especially here, Fort Lewis has done a wonderful job of controlling cases. And this is through, using masks to protect our droplets from reaching others. There's a growing body of evidence that using your mask not only protects others, but may also provide some measure of protection for you. And that combination is really helping us get a low case count.
The state is showing that we're relatively low transmission in Southwest Colorado as a whole. If we're grouped in this region, we've been doing a pretty good job in going into this next step and protecting our neighbors, which is, I know, different than our safer at home orders. But what does this look like in taking this next step, as you mentioned, of slowly opening and
starting. Yeah, starting to reopen more things. So, we were in the stay-at-home order through the end of April. The beginning of May is when communities transition to safer at home. So the first thing that's going to happen is Colorado is going to release a safer at home dial. And this dial will come online this week, and every community in Colorado can look at that dial and see, in this phase of safer at home, where are we? Are we at a good low case count for safer at home, or is our safer at home case count starting to grow? And so that's going to be released across the state this week. And then following that, we've been working behind the scenes at San Juan Basin Public Health for our next phase of reopening, which is the protect our neighbors phase. And we're creating a dashboard that's going to have local information. So local information about hospital bed capacity, supply of PPE, because we all know that was a problem earlier in this. It will have case incident rates over the last 14 days. It will indicate what the testing capacity is, because this is something you and I have talked about. Without the testing, we can't control the cases. And then it will have some metrics around what our ability as a local community is to contact trace and quarantine and isolate successfully so that people, if they come down with COVID-19, aren't spreading it. So as soon as we get that information up, we're going to wait till the state does the safer at home dial first, and then we're going to put up our Protect Our Neighbor dashboard. And then you and I can start talking about those metrics and where we are as a community. And we will start to see if things are working well. We'll get to start to see new things reopen in our communities. And it really is dependent on us still maintaining social distancing, still keeping our faces covered, and getting back to more just business as usual.
But part of that isn't really business is what we're used to with the face coverings and the social distancing, and would that will always be in play until when?
Well, I think that's what we've been learning over the last 6 months, and we're continuing to learn that. And what we're finding is that masks and face coverings and good ventilation make a really big difference. So if I guess that it's not business as usual because it looks different, it's a lot more normal activities, right? Because when we went through this thing and it started in March and we had to order everyone to stay home, you know, we've slowly reopened things, but lots of things that we reopen have some pretty stringent caps on them, right? You can't have more than a certain number of people gathered here, and we can't have this type of activity, and we can't have that type of activity. And that's been what's limiting our ability to feel like we're getting back to normal life. So what we will see is a lot more normal life as long as we can, you know, keep our face coverings on and make sure that we're not spreading infection.
Leanne, I have done quite a bit of research in the world of COVID-19, not just within La Plata and Archuleta counties, but on a regional perspective and exploring that from the five counties in Southwest Colorado and San Juan County, New Mexico. And I will say, in looking at this research and the information and what's being shared with positivity rates and case counts, I will say that San Juan Basin Public Health Department's website is on another level than everybody else. The visibility in finding that information readily available, and I know that's not something that everybody is doing, or frankly, anybody in Southwest Colorado in the Four Corners region is doing as transparent as San Juan Basin Public Health Department is. Let's talk about that and that investment that it takes to share that information to our community.
Well, thank you. That's a really, really nice compliment to hear, and we really appreciate that. And I think for a long time on the emergency management side of public health, we've always approached it from the perspective that our role in public health is going to be communication. The most important thing that we can do is communicate risk and communicate effectively so that people can make good decisions, right? And this is something we have a lot of practice in. We want people to understand the risks of mixing alcohol and driving. We want people to understand the risks of, you know, choosing not to wear your seatbelt. We want people to understand the risks of every cigarette you smoke, right? So we in public health spend a lot of time thinking about our risk communications. And when San Juan Basin Public Health was kind of thrust into this position to work with the community around COVID-19, the very first thing we did was get up a website, get all the information out there that we could think of, and then be very open to people calling us, emailing us, Facebooking us, and telling us what other information they want. You know, and that's been part of our response activities, is making sure that people can go to our website, get local information, and make decisions that make sense to them.
Leanne Gillon, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department. Is there anything else you'd like to add for us here today?
No, we're really pleased with how our September numbers are looking. We know that this takes the whole community working hard to not spread infection. And we're hoping that, you know, as we're working so hard, we can start to see normal activities coming back before we get into winter. So let's all keep our fingers crossed that we're doing the right things and moving forward as a community.
As we are in KSUT's membership drive and all of this, I will say, if this has been of value to you in this conversation of the COVID-19 update with San Juan Basin Public Health Department, please do call in your support today or go online at ksut.org. Thanks so much for joining us here on our weekly COVID-19 update.